Paul Blart,
he's a mole cop, and this is the second film. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everybody. Too Bad for Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated mole cops, and we ask the question, is this mole cop Blart? I should have said, is this Mall Cop 2?
Is it? That's the question we need to ask you.
Yeah. It is, in fact. Because my name is Declan.
And I'm Aiden Mall Cop.
We're just absolutely on fire this episode. But no, because today, in case you hadn't guessed, we will be looking at Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Not the first one, the second one.
Yeah.
Is the first one rated well?
Not really, but it's...
okay, it's just funnier to do the second.
It's bad-ish. It's like mid.
Yeah. Oh, that's just... That's like the worst thing I think you could be, right?
if you're just mid.
You could... Yeah. You can have a... You know, if a film's like good, then great. If it's bad, then at least... People would enjoy it to, like, watch it or talk about it because it's bad or get angry about it because it's bad. Like, any kind of attention. But if it's just, like, mid, you're just like, eh.
Yeah.
And forget about this now. Damn. Bad film mid. That's the new fucking podcast that we need to do. Before we get into... I was going to say Paul Blart mid cop. Before we get into the rest of the episode, Aiden, why don't you tell me what is Shrekking this week?
Paul Blart, walk up.
Yeah, ooh, we got a little segue tune. Or should I say swegway tune?
Hey!
He uses a swegway, that's the joke. Carry on.
Wait, is it swegway or segway?
I think so.
Segway?
I think it is segway. Because is swegway the one that's like the one without the handles?
Oh, I don't know. Let's look it up.
For that brief time when everyone was using them and then the fucking police were like, yeah, that's illegal.
No. Yeah, swegway is the stupid... I just called them hoverboards. I just thought they were called hoverboards, even though they don't
hover. No, I think to begin with they were called swegways.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. What's struggling in the news this week is it's the completion of a trilogy this week. Because...
Shrek the Third?
Yeah, I just watched Shrek.
We're going to watch them, yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember way back when we looked at...
I vaguely do remember a curry
that looks like Shrek.
Oh, no.
And then last week, an ice cream?
Pistachio ice cream, I think. I saw the picture when I called you on Discord. I was like, oh yeah, that thing. Fuck's sake. I remember
it didn't
that,
look like Shrek last unfortunately. Week, and it still doesn't look like Shrek now.
Yeah.
And now this is the completion of the trilogy, as it is not in my swamp. This is an article by The Sun, by the way. Not in my swamp. I took my dog to the groomer, and he came out totally different. He looks like a character from Shrek. Now this is like okay. The curry was like, yeah, I guess you can see that. The ice cream was like, I mean, it's just you've just made holes in
you've
it.
You've clearly just like, put holes in it yourself. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's green. This one is like, no. You've read the article, you read the other article, and you've gone like, I mean, I could do that with my dog. I could do this. So basically, a dog owner took their beloved Pooch to the groomer, and it came out looking like a character from Shrek. The TikTok user known as Boo the Cockapoo, went on the social media site... to show off their cute pooch. Not pooch. It's funny because we were just talking about TikTok before the show with all the shit that's going on with the CEO or whatever. Now, I'll send you, as I did last week, I'll send you a picture of the dog. And it's basically a TikTok of this dog that's had a haircut. And it's like, my puppy looks like Lord Farquaad.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, let's have a look at this. Drum roll, please. What?
No, it that, fucking sorry, doesn't.
That's literally just a dog. There's no... Sorry, I'm just gonna verbatim read this fucking quote. My puppy looked like Lord Farquaad after the groomers. Now, hang on a minute, because we've got to break this down. Is it saying this is the sentence structure is important? Is it saying that her puppy, or his or her puppy? I mean, I don't know. With cockapoo, could go either way. That their puppy looks like Lord Farquaad after the groomers, or is it like? Looks like for Lord Farquaad after the groomers. You know what I mean? Because it could be that maybe this is what Lord Farquaad looks like after he's been to the groomers.
With
you know
his
what I mean?
Dog. And the dog that he's dog. Taken to the groomers would look like yeah. this dog if Lord Farquaad indeed did have a cockapoo.
Yeah. Or does it mean groomers like men who think that Lord Farquaad's a child because he's so small? I'm just aye. Look. I'm just exploring aye, everything
come,
new.
Hey, Lord Farquaad. Hey, come here. I want to show you something. Hey, don't be scared. Hey, Lord Farquaad, come here.
Yeah,
and then classic. He turns into a dog. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. That was an innocent ending.
So, yeah. So I mean, what's the fucking point? It's the same shit. Why is this even an article? Right,
yeah.
The article goes like, oh my god,
really drying
in
up
the first
there.
Picture, the first picture shows Boo, well-behaved, calmly sitting on a blue cushion. Boo has their tongue hanging out, and they're literally describing what the fucking picture looks like. A later picture
the sad
shows
thing
the
is...
adorable dog lounging on the blue cushion with its front paws stretched out. The final image, though, is of Lord Farquaad. The ruler of Duloc and arch-villain of the hit animated film. It's just like, God fuck sake. Off, man. And then
but
it
the
literally
sad thing
quotes
is
the
us,
comments as us, well. Like, that's the rest like, of the article are just comments being quoted.
Yeah. But, like, literally, us looking at it kind of means that we're the suckers, right? Because they're getting the clicks from us.
They're getting the fucking clicks. And they've got
you make sure you got that
because I
block
found
on.
This earlier. So I've clicked on it, gone, well, I'll save this for
oh,
later.
True.
And then I've saved the link and I've re-clicked on they've yeah. got two clicks out of me. It's fucking
you need to have ad blocks specifically just for these websites. Just make sure none of the clicks that they get turns into revenue for them.
This is the worst shit though. Like the it's like looking at what I very rarely look at the comment section of anything because it's usually just a cesspool. But like, this is why. Like, one person wrote, I laughed way too hard at this, poor baby, and added a laughing emoji. Another said, sorry. That's it. That's all they said. What? Why did you put that in the article? A third.
I honestly wonder if it's they just get like an AI, right? Like an AI just fucking writes it, and it's just like, you know, pulls some random comments, throws it together, boom, there's an article. You could do it. You could probably do
it. Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
All you got to do is this is describe what it is in the thing. Maybe have somebody there who's like, oh, this is what this is. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, pull some comments in. Describe what they are. Done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is like... Yeah, I don't... A third commentator asked, added, not going to lie, screams Justin Bieber bangs, but also I see Lord Farquaad. Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad. The inverted universe Lord version. Farquaad. It's like the upside down, like the mirror dimension version.
I laugh so much. So then the rest of the article just goes on about the breed. Oh.
I've just been fucking talking to myself the whole time. And Deegs is gone.
Right, I'm back. For some reason, I don't know, I literally left and came back, and it was fine. Like, I had 5,000 pings. Like, I hit you with the lard four quad that you said. You literally laughed so hard, and it cut out. And I was like, oh, there we go. That's that. And then just nothing else happened, and you were just gone. And I looked, and I had 5,000 ping. I think I just got DDoSed by the fucking lard four quad.
The worst part is, I said lard four quad, laughed to myself, and just carried on without even noticing.
Yeah. I left it a short bit, and then I was like...
Basically, the rest of the article is just fucking wild, because it goes on about... It just carries on to say about the breed of the dog, and it's like, eventually the dog owner decided to get a DNA test done to find out for herself. It's like, what?
Wow.
And then it's like, so it was stupid. A Shih Tzu, then one dog expert said in the video, dog breeders need to stop selling more than one puppy. This article is just fucking weird, man.
Yeah,
look,
fuck
I saw the title, I clicked on the title, I didn't pre-read it, and this is what happens. But basically,
well, we're the sucker.
It's the end of
we
the trilogy.
We are the sucker.
We're the sucker. Lard Forkquad.
What a fittingly floppy end to this fucking thing. It's just so
I can't
shit.
Wait to try and edit this.
No, don't. No, no, no. No, we weren't floppy. The fucking
oh, I'm always
thing
floppy,
is floppy.
Baby.
All right. You can edit around that however you like. We'll leave it all in. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shrekin. I think that's about Shrekin. It for Shrekin.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, as I said before, as we very clearly established up top, this week we will be looking at Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Or Mid-Cop, if you want to go with that.
Mid-Cop.
Which we did watch on Netflix. I believe. I think it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Which describes it as being, while visiting Las Vegas, goofball security guard Paul Blart. It's like one of those weird things where I go to say like Paul Blart or something. Like it's I don't know, because it's two different A's or something. I don't know. Or maybe it's the guard bit. Guard Paul Blart kind of caught me off guard.
It's a very nice name. To say,
yeah, that is the point, I guess.
More
but he blunders his way into a battling plot to into battling a plot. How do you blunder your way into battling a plot? I guess to steal a hotel's priceless art collection. That absolute mess of a description that I gave is pretty like representative of you know,
yeah,
just the shit they put together.
General.
I guess.
I mean, yeah. So. Yeah, this film. Okay, so I did wonder why this. Oh, it was made in 2015. It directed by Andy Finkman, stars Kevin James, Rainey Rodriguez, Neil McDonough, Steve Buscemi, Shirley Knight, and Daniela Alonso. So I was curious to be like, why does this even exist? Like,
yeah,
I know I've seen the first one. I barely remember it, and I don't think like it had any effect of me as on a child, unlike Cat and the Hat.
Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, oh, unlike Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, I was going to say last week's episode. Yeah.
But
I mean, was this kind of a cult film? Like in a sense that it was like a big meme film, right?
Because it was it became a meme, but like not. Like after 2015, like it was like a recent meme, like
yeah.
And but I never it felt like a Shrek. It felt like a Walmart Shrek cult meme.
Yeah,
you know how like Shrek is the cult classic. It's the meme. Everyone fucking loves Shrek. And then Walmart come along and be like, yeah, I mean, we've got our own Shrek, off-brand Shrek. It's Paul Blart Mall Cop. Yeah. And there are, like, and some funny memes, and you're like, yeah, it's not the same. It's not Shrek, though, is it? But yeah. So I was generally curious, and then I looked up. So the first one had a budget of 26 mil, but it made 180 mil.
Oof.
So I was like, dang.
Fuck. No wonder they had a second one.
Yeah. But then the second one is like 6 years after the first one. So then you're like,
yeah. Well, so in real life and in the canon of the.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But you know that it's. I mean, come on. Like, yeah, it's going to be. I feel like a film like that, like the first film, it's one of those things where if they don't immediately follow up with a sequel that's shit and then starts to kill the entire franchise, and then maybe they do another one before they decide it's not worth the returns.
Yeah.
Or they do what they did with this, where they leave it for a bit, and then they're like, oh, some fucking guy runs into the producer's office and is like, oh, wait, what about this?
Paul Blart 2.
He's back, baby, and he's better than ever. You know what I mean? And
yeah, it's just like, I suppose so.
Oh, fuck. Because
so this one had a budget of 30 million, so not that much more, and it made like 107 million.
Oh my god, really?
Like,
it also.
It's a lot, but then you gotta remember, like, it's 6 years after the first one, so there'll be a little bit of adjusting for inflation with that. And then also,
yeah,
it's a sequel. Like, sequels tend to make more if it's a decent sequel.
It's already gotten established.
Yeah. So not quite a flop, I wouldn't say, but not great. I mean, it's got 4.4 out of 10 on IMDb, 6% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 13 Metacritic's liked it. It's rough, like.
I think it's just one of those, like, yeah, I don't know. I just hate where they just come back with one of these sequels where they're like, wow, we'll just throw it together. But I don't know. It feels like, I don't know whether it's just because it's Kevin. Is it Kevin James?
Yeah, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's just because it's him. But it feels like it's kind of, it's got like the vibes of an Adam Sandler movie, right?
It's Happy Madison.
I mean, because it's
produced by Adam Sandler and Kevin James. So
right, okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense then. So, but it does kind of feel like that kind of, and I know that kind of thing is popular, and it does kind of make money because it's like, it's that shitty film that you. It's entirely predictable, and you know what's going to happen, and you go to watch it because that's what it is. So I guess they're just secure in that sort of, I don't know if you say niche, but you know, that niche of its own.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, at least I feel like the first one, but like most of, I mean, a Sandler movie is just pure gold, but like. But that those types of movies, like, even if it's not a Sandler specific one, where they're like, there's just more like, not funny stuff necessarily, but it's like, oh, I recognize that's like funny. Like, I'm not laughing, but that's humorous.
And yeah, the best kind of humor where you're like, yes, I understand that this is a joke, and I understand why it's funny, but it's also not.
Like, you get, like, in a Sandler movie, you've got, like, a whole range of stuff. You'll get, like, a fart joke, you'll get an old lady being punched in the mouth, you'll get, like, clever, or, like, quote-unquote, I guess, clever comedy where it's, like, a, you know, it's like a thinker. Or like a, it's like an adult. Or
he does his like quick witty. You know, Adam Sandler's character, whoever he is, does the quick witty one liner niche reference calling somebody something.
Yeah, and then you'll get like a funny voice or something. And yeah, that'll be it. The storyline is predictable, and then you like you'll get
maybe like, controversial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like you might get a couple laughs, but then also you just be like, well, I'm not laughing, but I'm like enjoying it. It's like lighthearted, humorous, yeah, or whatever. With this,
and you'll get a bit of a
Exactly. Yeah. With this, you know what I mean? Right? I was like, what a
you were
fucking
on your ass laughing.
I was like, what a fucking start to a film. Like, because I was like, I guess the first, I can't remember the first one. He's like, oh, I was married for 6 days. And then she was like, oh, wait, I hate you. And I was like, dumb, I think, stupid. I guess that yeah, was from I the think first the, one.
That's, from what I remember, or I don't really remember much about the first film, but I could literally just,
yeah,
maybe it's my subconscious, like, kind of filling in some gaps as well. But I'm assuming the first one is literally just like, I think he's starting out as like a mall cop, and he's really shit, and nobody cares, nobody respects him, and oh no, what was him? But then, because they talk about the Black Friday thing, something like happens, and he's the one that saves the day, and then he's the big hero, and everybody loves him, and I'm guessing that yeah, he gets the girl, and then they get married at the end,
yeah,
and then in this one, it's like, it's. Thing is, I'm kind of like I kind of like the idea that, you know, because for a sequel it's like, okay, well, how is everything turned on its head, or whatever. Yeah. I kind of like the idea, just for a silly comedic thing, that they're like, oh yeah, because of it being ridiculous at the end of the previous one, you kind of like the idea of it being like, oh well, 6 days in, she was like, nah, this is shit. What, I don't know what I was thinking. And then reality set in, and then she left.
Yeah, but I guess so, yeah.
It's not like I laughed.
Yeah, or, yeah.
It's, you know, funny. Found it.
What I amazing. Did laugh at, though, and I genuinely yeah. found funny, and this, I literally wrote, what a start to a film. I have yeah. high hopes. It's because he's, like, explaining everything that's gone on. He's like, oh, well, at least I have my mum... and all had, and then it was just like cuts to her, she's like, oh, it's like this little old lady, and she's like, oh, the paper's here, hooray, and she bends down to pick up the paper off the road, and then a fucking milk truck just like absolutely flattens her, and then he's like, yeah, she died. Just like, okay, like, don't ruin this is a great start. You never fail to make me laugh with an old lady getting twatted.
Thing is, it's that Sandler touch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, however, I don't know how like fully involved he actually was. Like, no, you know, if it's produced by his like production company or whatever, but that's just, there's some element of that touch in there, because he just loves old women getting beaten up humor.
It's just, I don't know if it
happens later on as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, because then later on is my only other laugh, because, which is just, I guess, explains why I have a soft spot for Sandler movies. I think he yeah. gets me. Sandler really gets me. Because... yeah, he's sneaking around, there's like bad guys, and then like someone, or he like walks around a corner and goes like, "Watcha!" And then he just fucking socks an old lady right in the gut. And she's like, and I was like, she should be dead. Yeah, yes, like an old cleaner. And I was like, she should be dead, because he like fucking, there was no throw to that punch. Like, he went full in. Like,
yeah,
he's gone through her stomach through. And broken her yeah. spine. Like, yeah. she's gone. And then he's like, and it's sad because he's like, I'm so sorry. Do you need some medical attention? And she just goes like, no, it shifts the attention away from my arthritis. And then I was like, aw. she's suffering. But yeah, so apart from those two instances, dumb. bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was one. There was only one bit. I mean, the bit at the beginning with his mum did make me.
it did make me laugh.
I don't think I laughed, but I was like, "Oh my fucking god!" You know what I mean? It was like I was obviously like shocked, yeah. in like a good way. I thought it was like, you know, quite funny. But the only bit where I actually laughed, I think, was like right at the end, where he's walking towards this other cop lady, and he's kind of got this like he's like full on trying to riz, like trying to absolutely work his charms, and then a car nearly like runs him over, and he's like, "Oh god!" And then he kind of looks at the car like, "Oh sorry," and then pauses, and then immediately like fucking reactivate Riz, just his face just goes like does the like, you know, kind of like clenched in kind of like Riz face. And it was that moment where he did the like immediately back into, because of the pause and the comedic timing of it, like immediately back into the face, like that bit made me laugh. Like,
yeah,
but
that was,
apart from that, that was the bit, really. But it's like, just one of those like the funny thing happens and you're like, it was a joke, and you're like, cool, I'm watching it, and that was the joke.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's stuff that I found, like, most of the humor I found, like, really cringy. Like, there's a bit where he's like, because I vaguely remember this from the first film, when it's like he's hypoglycemic or something. So he'll just like, he needs sugar or something, otherwise.
Yeah, he needs to keep his sugar levels up, otherwise it just tanks.
Yeah, so he'll, like, and I remember this from the first one, but he'll just, like, be in the middle of a scene, and then he'll just, like, collapse on the floor. And then it's just him, like, rolling around, going, like, I'm like, if I'm 10 years old, I'd probably find this funny, because it's just a man going like...
Which is probably half the market.
Yeah, yeah. Because then, yeah, because he goes... that wasn't a fart, by the way, that was the chair.
I didn't think it was a fart originally, but now I do think it was a fart. So you've done that to yourself.
It's like the scary movie, which... where there's like... She does a massive fart, and then she's like, oh, was that the chair? And she goes, yes, the chair. Anyway, I'll cut that out.
don't cut the fart out. That was you.
It wasn't a fart. It was the chair. I swear. Yeah, there we go.
Look, good. I can't hear anything.
I know you can't. It's definitely being picked up on the mic.
Good segue from people trying to convince other people of what they're not or are doing. you have this like running thing throughout the film about like the hotel manager, and it's like Paul Blart is being basically like a fucking Karen, being enraged about like, you know, the service they're getting.
Yeah, he's like my new...
In a nutshell.
He's like, and then my she's room's like, not ready. And I was like, bro, you've never been to a hotel before? Like,
you can't check in before 3, dude.
Yeah.
But then she's like, oh, I wanted to come and apologize personally. Like, I'm the manager of the hotel. You know, we've upgraded your room. Here's the thing, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I've seen to it personally. You know, just providing that absolute service. And then he's like, I see what's going on. She's like, what? And he's just like, he doesn't say, because of his character and the way he like says everything in such a kind of silly, elongated kind of way. But he's basically just like, oh, look, you're trying to hit on me. I get it. But, you know, I'm not looking for anything else right now. And kind of playing that card off, whatever.
Yeah.
Which and I obviously found... she's like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but like, She's obviously like, what the fuck's going on? And then she speaks to her actual like partner, who is the head of security, which, I mean, sure, but also probably, I don't know, is that like a not conflict of interest, but you know, should they really? I feel like Can they, I suppose if they can keep their professional boundaries, you know, yeah, they disclose that to HR. But anyway, he's just like, what's going on? And then she's kind of all like, what, that fucking guy over there just like hit on me. Like it was so weird. And he was like, oh, but it's one of those things where obviously, look, being nitpicky, whatever, I get it. But in like a real setting, in a fucking like casino, whatever, high rollers, whatever, she's going to have people hitting on her all the time.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I mean, obviously that situation was him thinking, being like, oh no, I'm turning her down because she's hitting on me. And she was like, what the fuck? But like her head of security guy, I mean, who knows? Maybe he just does, but it's just like, he then proceeds to sort of show up a couple times, but just be like, oh, hey, Paul Blart, you're really shit, aren't you? I'm a good security guy, and I'm young and handsome, and look at you, you're shit, you're fat. And then he walks off. And I was just like, he's like a guest. Even if he's not paying for it and it's being paid for by whoever, he is a guest at this thing. And you don't just go around and just be like, yeah, mate, you're shit and you smell. And just walk up.
Paul Blart just goes up to the manager. He's like, hey, yeah, you know your head of security? Yeah, he just called me fat and he told me that I stink. I think you should fire him.
And then she goes and speaks to him and he's like, look, I tell you about these things in confidence. You can't go up and start insulting your guests. Like, there's only so many times you can get away with this.
He's gone to the higher-ups. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
There's like... It's so weird because it's like a really predictable storyline, but there's also which I'm like... I wrote two predictions down in my notes, both of which were incorrect. Because I'm like... I was like, this is a predictable film... And it's like predictions for a, that would be like dumb. Like,
right.
The storyline is dumb and you're like, well, that's just stupid, but like, it's meant to be stupid. So of course it is.
Yeah.
So the first one was like, he's got some fucking vibrating fork that like starts vibrating if he's eating too quickly. So he's like eating and then it's just like, starts vibrating. And I was like, Chekhov's fucking vibrating fork. There's no way. Because I was like, there's no way they would just, like, that can't be, that's not a gag. Like, that's not enough to be a gag. So there's no way this doesn't come back.
To be fair, when I saw that, I thought it was literally just, like, one of those things where they're just like, look at this guy. He's A, so, like, kind of weird and over I don't even know what the term would be, like, not over cautious, but he's kind of, you know, micromanaging everything and always being like super super suspicious of stuff, you know, like where he's making sure his daughter has like 50 million fucking gadgets and things on her and calls him every hour and all this kind of stuff. Like, he's being super over the top. Unnecessary. Yeah. And again, he's fat, so that's the joke. So he has a vibrating fork to blah blah blah, whatever. So with that specifically, that one, I was like, oh, it's just like a dumb thing because it's like, who has a vibrating fork? You know what I mean?
I was like, there's no way.
You were on it. You knew it.
I was like, there's no way. This has to be a Chekhov because there's no way.
Chekhov's and then vibrating fork.
The other one is like, they say that, like, so the evil guy is stealing a bunch of paintings from the hotel. And,
yeah,
like, I don't know. That's kind of it. And they're like, oh, the security's changed, so we're going to have to adjust our plan or something. And then one of the like henchmen goes like, yeah, my inside guy didn't tell me that they changed it. And I was like,
yeah,
inside guy is the head of security, 100%.
I wrote down. I was like, right, the inside guy is either the fucking poor, the fucking like,
oh yeah,
pool,
all the
ballet
kid.
Yeah. It's either the kid that's talking to the daughter and that's like, you know, he likes the daughter, or it's the security man who hates blah. Like, yeah, those would have been very predictable cheesy things.
But it's not. It's just some guy. We never find out who the inside guy was.
I think he's just the one where when the daughter walks in on all the stuff happening, he's got like a gun pointed at somebody and he's like, you know, obviously talking to him about whatever. I think that was the inside guy and he was being like, you know, you didn't tell me the plans changed, why not?
Oh, right, yeah.
And it is just some guy.
It's just, yeah, it's just like, what? But why? Like, why? What was the? Why even have that? There's no narrative. Like,
yeah, there was just no, to be like they had inside help, but you didn't need to, like, do it to say.
Yeah,
that you
like
did.
What's the point? It's so stupid.
Yeah, maybe it was supposed to be a red. No, because it wouldn't even be a red herring because you literally see that it's a random guy. Like, not long afterwards.
Yeah.
It's
so
just,
what?
It's just done.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Because then, because I was like, yeah, well. If it is going to be, like, because you would think it's going to be this guy that's, like, kind of a dick and he's kind of evil. But then the twist is that it's the pool boy because he's all nice and he's, like, trying to fuck
and
the
he's
daughter.
With the daughter the whole time. But it's not just that, is it? Because they're both... Okay, so the daughter... This was one thing that I thought was, like, super weird. Because... The daughter is at this party thing that this pool boy has invited her to because he says, oh, well, the cleaners let me know which rooms are free when the high rollers have moved out so we can go and party in them and whatever and have a bit of fun. So I was like, oh, so maybe he's able to inform those guys about what room they can set up in because the other people have left. Or something, you know what I mean? But I was like, okay, so something's going to be going on there. But she has to take a phone call. So she leaves the party, not leaves the party, but like the party's just in this like main room in the hotel room, right? And she goes to the bathroom. But then she comes out of the bathroom after the phone call and goes down a corridor. You can't hear anything at the party anymore. And she just walks in on... this whole operation and then like with a guy against somebody and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, wait, so how was it? Was there another door to the bathroom or something? Or like,
so.
How did she end up there?
Like, cause I was like, how party? Big is a suite? Like,
yeah, because then I was thinking, okay, maybe it was a coincidence that, cause that guy was like, oh, the cleaners let me know, you know, when people leave and maybe the other guys had set themselves up in that room as like a, thing because they knew it'd be empty, but not even that because we know that they've like paid for a room and everything. It's just it's just that didn't make any sense. But then when that guy that she likes, the pool boy, when he comes to find her later and also gets captured, and they're both just like put into a hotel, like put into one of the side rooms, and left there for a bit. There's a bit then where the Mr. Bad guy comes along and he's like. Right, I'm taking her with me because he's going to trade her for a painting that Paul Blart has.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to take her with me and put him in the chopper. Like, take him and put him in the chopper. And I was thinking, oh, he's pretending that he's not one of them and that he's like a hostage when actually he is one of them.
Because
I was like, why would you...
Why would you take him with you?
Yeah, like if it's a hostage thing, but you've already got your hostage.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier just to not have like somebody else with you? Like it just didn't make any sense. But it turns out, no, none of that. He was just some guy.
Yeah.
He was just some guy, you know.
There's also like I don't really get him as a character, Paul Blart, I mean.
Oh,
because
there were like a number of people I didn't know who you meant.
Yeah, well, just everyone in general, but like
pretty much
because I was like, for a sequel, I mean, like, because in the first one, you kind of my assumption would be that as a character, he's like
an unpopular, unliked person, and or like unrespected person. But by the end of it, he gains a respect of people because and he becomes popular.
Yeah, and a respect for himself. And it's kind of the, I assume it's from what I don't really remember it, but it's that thing, right, of being like, actually, he is who he is, and it's and that's okay, and everyone appreciates him for who he is because he you know, he saved the day, and
yeah.
And for all his quirks, god damn it, he's just a true-blooded American.
Yeah.
You know,
but then in this it was like, I didn't, because it starts off with him being like the other security guards at this security guard conventional award ceremony, some bullshit or whatever. They're like, they recognize him and know who he is from the Black Friday event. So you get like this like lady security guard that's like, oh my god, you're Paul Blart, oh my god, you're so heroic or whatever. But then like later on, when they're the guy who's like, you're a shit security guard and I'm breaching GDPR by talking to you, because my girlfriend manager has just told me who you are and I'm gonna fuck you up, like and then they're all like ragging on him as well. They're like, huh, yeah, Paul, like, you kind of suck actually, and I'm not sure I even like you anymore. And then they're like there's this whole thing about the keynote speech for the convention or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, so we sort of skipped the fact that he's, instead of being at the normal mall, wherever it is, I don't remember, the whole thing in the start of the story is that he gets invited to this like security people's conference in Las Vegas, which is why they're there in the big hotel.
Yeah. That's
fine. Quick exposition.
So then they're like, he's like, because someone's like, oh, I heard there's going to be a special guest doing the keynote. And then when he's like, oh, I'm doing the keynote, and they're like, no, who the fuck do you think you are? It's this random guy who's just a security guard that's doing this keynote, and we all like him more than you. But then later on again, he's like, he builds the fucking security guard Avengers to fight the bad guy. And then they're like, yeah, we'll do anything for Paul Blart. We fucking love Paul Blart. And I was just like, this doesn't make sense from the progression of the first film. Like, as a sequel, surely he'll have the respect for himself, but then it's kind of like he starts off with that respect in the film, but then like he just gets knocked down back down to no one respects him again. And then by the end of the film, he's like, oh, actually, you know what? I do like myself and people do respect me. And it's like, well, there's no arc from the first film to the second film. Like, there's been no character progression. You've just gone backwards and then back to the start point. Like,
I think because the crux is that they're just like, ha ha, he's a mall cop and he's fat and he runs around on a scooter and he can't actually do anything.
Yeah, but it's but that was the first film. Like,
yeah.
So, like,
and it's just the same. Well, because those other guys, when they show up and then they take the mick out of him, like, oh, you thought you were doing the keynote speech? Ha ha ha. They are like absolutely savage to him. And they're just like, stop going on about the Black Friday thing. It was 6 years ago. Nobody cares, Paul. Like, you absolutely suck. Like, you know, kind of really bullying him. And then literally like the next time they properly interact, from what I remember, is like, he's giving the speech, and then, I mean, like, roughly the next time, but, like, he just kind of gives this big speech about fucking mall cops and stuff, and then like, they all love him because they're like, hey, I relate to that.
Yeah. I just don't. It's just weird. I just don't get this film at all. I just don't get it.
Also, the reason he has to do the keynote speech is because the guy who was going to do it got pissed drunk and blacked out. Now, when you kind of have this scene where it's obviously supposed to be like, haha, Paul Blart, he's like completely oblivious and doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. Because he goes up, he kind of wanders over to the bar, like sees that the guy who's going to give the keynote speech, like one of the other officers, you know, from a different mall somewhere.
He's just like assaulting a woman.
He's basically just like not taking no for an answer, kind of harassing this woman at the bar. And he's like super drunk. Like he's just before he's blacked out drunk. Like he's kind of at that stage. And Paul Blart kind of comes over and does the whole thing where, you know, subvert your expectation because that's comedy, where he comes over and instead of being like, yo, buddy, you've had way too much to drink, you'll leave this lady alone, he's saying to the lady, hey, look, you don't understand. He's a respectable cop and he's not drunk and he's, you know, clearly oblivious to the situation. And he's like, he obviously saw that you were in distress and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, even though that's the joke, it was quite funny because obviously I'm sat there watching the film and Rice is doing her own thing, but then she kind of tunes in every now and then, and she tunes in at this bit and she's like, no that, and I'm like, yeah, I know, but that's the joke. She's like, no, I know that's the joke, but I hate this. I really hate it because it is just, it makes you feel uncomfortable. I get that there's like the secondhand embarrassment and that's kind of all, you know, part of it, but just the fact that he's like, you know, no, lady, you don't understand. You should be thanking him, like, for a rest. And this guy's like fucking wobbling on his feet, like he's so pissed drunk. Rosa was like, I gotta go do something else. I can't watch this.
It really is. It's fucking awful. Like, when you think about it, it's just like, you see, yeah, because he just sees like this guy harassing and like attempting to assault a woman, and he goes like, as a security guard, he goes, or like, you know, as a member of society that's meant to be like protecting people, he goes up to her and she's like, and he's like, no, you don't get it. Like, no, I think you mean yes, actually. Let me explain to you why it's a yes. Just so fucking weird.
And I like, again, that's the point. That's the point of the joke.
But yeah, but it's just, it's just not, like, it's just not good.
Please don't. Yeah. Just please don't. But I mean, the whole premise is that he's gone to this place and there's a big heist that's going on, and this evil guy, who, by the way, the actor is the guy who played the evil Archer man in Arrow, the CW series. He's done a bunch of other things, Neil but McDonough. I don't remember what is. Yeah, I don't remember what else I've seen him from. But
I'll look it up right now.
But but yeah, so he's there to steal a bunch of like paintings and artifacts and stuff, and it's I suppose it's supposed to be because it's some rich billionaire's fucking casino that he owns, and you know, he's bought all of these pieces, but one of them is supposedly a Van Gogh, and not just it's like the fucking sunflowers, whatever it's called. Yeah. It's the sunflower one, Van Gogh painting. Now, no fucking way is that just there on display behind a bit of glass. No, absolutely no way. I mean, Glass
it's
Onion
a copy.
Had a great fucking kind of take on it, where they were just like, you know, they have the Mona Lisa, and bloody Edward Norton's character is just like, the only way that they would let me have this here is if it has a safety mechanism any noise louder than a fucking footstep completely locks it down and everything, and you know, whatever. Like, they obviously went a bit wacky with it, but he's just like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna cut this glass and take the fucking painting here by Van Gogh himself. Like, yeah, the sorry, painting.
The
like,
painting sorry. Is just in a casino hotel yeah. lobby. Just yeah. like, it's just there.
Exactly.
Like, and exactly. no one cares. Like, there's no one around looking at it. Yeah, like, one of the most famous paintings in yeah. the world, and no one gives a shit.
Like, and just... more than that, like, this whole idea of this heist is so ridiculous, because it's all just this vague... They clearly didn't want to, like, do a whole complicated Mission Impossible, this is how we're going to do it, and do a fake fucking mirror on the hallway and all this kind of stuff. They're literally just like, have we got the plans? Yes. We know the guards and the routes, and we've got all the stuff. And then he has the line at some point where he says something about, like, they say Las Vegas has some of the highest security... ever or something, and he's like, let's see if that's true. I'm like, but what have you done? You're literally the hacker man, like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, they're just like, oh, we're gonna cut the glass off of this thing and take the painting. I was like, fucking hell, that was easy. There's no fucking security around. It's just in the middle of this huge hallway. Like, nobody is just like, they don't, it's not like they've locked down the area or distracted anyone. They're just relying on the fact that somebody's just not gonna walk down there. Because at one point, Paul Blart flies a fucking drone down that hallway. From he's just in the casino, and he sets the drone off, and it flies away, and it flies down that hallway and watches the guy, which, by the way, you'd hear that drone like behind you, but sure, I mean, again, whatever, but just anyone could go there, and they're just like, oh yeah, we're gonna steal the van, fucking this van go what? So silly.
It's so stupid. Like, yeah. It's because he's not the focus. Like, Paul Blart's the focus, so they were like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, why painting? Like, why? Why aren't they just stealing cash?
Like, it's probably so that they could have the joke where he's like, oh, I've got one of the paintings. And then he's like, which one? And he's like, oh, I don't know, I had some sunflowers or something. And he was like, yeah, that's a fucking Van Gogh.
Yeah.
probably why.
Yeah. It's, and he says that line as well. He's like, yeah, it's a fucking Van Gogh, you twat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You stupid twat.
I really want there to be like a... I want that. I want that in a film where there's like a villain that talks like that. You know what I mean? But they're just like... You got that situation where he's like, oh yeah, I've got some sort of painting here. And he's like, that's the fucking Van Gogh, you twat. What are you talking about? Are you joking?
Yeah, he's that's just a Van like really Go. Down and to earth. Like, yeah. He's just the audience. Yeah.
I'd say that's the writer I'm going to be. I'm going to be that kind of writer that writes that kind of shit. Imagine that. You know, just being like, you absolute twat. What are you talking about? Give me that fucking... No, give me that painting now. Give it to me.
Yeah.
No, you clearly don't know what you've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm just going to have my daughter back. Give me
no, because right, you don't deserve now. It.
But like, because they... And the fact that he's just like... They're doing this heist. Nobody in the casino, by the way, cares about anything. Like, it just seems like it has the most...
Yeah, sorry, the best security in the world, like my ass.
You never see them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But he's just like... Where he's like, oh, there's some cop that's on to us. And he's like, all right, kill him. And they're just running around the casino chasing him, trying to kill him. And I'm like, well, at that point, why'd you have any hostages? Why'd you have anything else? You know, they have this big standoff where he's like, oh, I'll trade the painting for my daughter. And then they stand there kind of monologuing at each other and blah, blah, blah. And it's the guy's the kind of bad guy where he's just like, he'll say some things and some one-liners or whatever, and he'll be like, yeah, well, you have no idea what you're doing, buddy, because I'm dangerous. And then he'll be like, there's literally a bit where he has the gun in his hand. And then, no, he's there with the girl. He's got his bodyguard guy with him and a bunch of other people. And he turns and says to him, give me the gun and go and kill them. So he gets the gun so that he can walk off with the daughter. And they would, like, just go and run at Paul Blart and the guys and just fist fight them. And I was like, shoot them.
Yeah.
They're right
What's
there.
What's the gun for?
What's the gun for? Just shoot them. You're clearly fine with it. Just shoot them. I don't know. Because I know, it's the thing of like, well, if he didn't shot him, then it would just be over, and that's not the point of the thing, and whatever. I would like to see stuff that is literally written so that they're just like, all right, well, I'm just going to shoot you. And then, you know, they actually kind of utilize that kind of thing, and, you know, they've got to... They don't just have a situation where they just stood there and then they could just shoot him and it'd be dead or whatever. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like yeah,
they'd
yeah.
have kind of just something because I don't know.
I think they do it in films. They do it in films. And it's such an easy cop out when they do it like, because I've seen it before and it annoys me, but it's like, well, I guess. Because it would be like the thing where they'll go, one of them will have the gun, the villain will have a gun. And the hero doesn't. And then the villain goes like, I'm going to enjoy beating the shit out of you with my hands and not use the gun. So he puts down the gun and then they just have a fist fight. And you're just like,
yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I get, he did just say one. He should have just shot him. He's stupid. I know he said he wanted to do it, but he's dumb.
No, but it's the same. It's the same as the thing where the hero's on the floor and they're like, "Oh God!" And but they can't reach the gun in time, and they can't do anything, and they're helpless. And they look up, and the villain is stood there, and he's pointing the gun, and he's like, "Yeah, you should have done this when you had the chance, and I'm gonna shoot you in the face right now." And click, I'm pulling it back on the gun, and I'm putting my arm even further towards you, and I'm smiling and saying, "Ha, I really got you this time, didn't I, buddy? Are you here yet?" And there's somebody in the background who's like running towards them, like, "Oh, I'm gonna interrupt him, I'm gonna stop him." And then he doesn't fire. You know, it's the same thing. It's just a film thing, but
stupid,
like, I would love to see something that's a bit more sort of believable,
more realistic.
Doesn't just earned. You know what I mean? It's not just like they're stood there waiting for the fucking good guy to come in and give him a whack. You know what I mean?
The good guy runs and he's like, I mean, I could hear you running up the stairs. Like, I shot him already.
Shoots the other guy first.
Yeah. He's dead, mate. Like, I shot him in the face. I shot him when he started reaching for the gun. Because I wasn't taking any chances.
I mean, it's the thing of, as well, in this, that Paul Blart has, like, a fucking beanbag grenade launcher versus guys with guns. And he's just like...
It's just like it's just like a magic... fucking launcher as well. It will just take, because at one point he murders a few people because he'll fire a beanbag into someone's head, knock them out, but they'll fall into a swimming pool. And I was like, they just drown then. You've knocked them out and now they're in a pool. Like, if anything, it would be more humane if you just shot them. Like, horrible.
But then,
but
it's the whole thing of it not really being earned, and it's just sort of part of like the joke and the tropes of the film, where like in the beginning, or not beginning, but sort of
in the beginning,
it's sort of somewhere in the middle. He's introduced to the... And this is another thing that I called, where they go around the convention of all the cops things, and they're like... It's all these kind of low-grade tools that are kind of, like, meant to be comedic, where he says, you know, "Oh, I've got this really powerful taser, but it only works for 5 seconds, and then they're fine, and they can get back up. Or, you know, we've got this non-lethal beanbag launcher, or this... glue gun for some reason, which is 100% lethal. If you shoot it on somebody's face, you just suffocate them and kill them. But, you know, whatever. So you've got a bunch of these different things. And I was like, well, this is just his roster of weapons that we're going to see him use later. Like, you know, I get this. This is Chekhov's fucking security expert. and he does that. And when he's having a look at them, he... is told to like have a go with the beanbag launcher, and he's shit. He can't hit any of the targets, and everyone's like looking at him like, "Haha, Paul Blart, you're so bad. You can't hit the targets." And then the other fucking security guy comes in and just not even looking, just hits all of the targets because he's so like young and handsome and cool, and he's the head security guy and whatever. Right? And that's the joke. But then later on, Paul Blart is just on his fucking Segway beaming along and then just like boom, 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 hitting every single person, just like hitting them, hitting them, hitting them. And I was just like, I mean, I get it, I guess, but there's nothing earned. You yeah. know, it's all just, it's all, I think it is that kind of thing where the film is not supposed to be, even though it kind of seems like it sometimes, but it's not supposed to be an actual kind of, oh, this is the character and this is what they've learned and whatever. The character of Paul Blart is just what he needs to be for the film.
So yeah, it's just yeah. like,
all right, well, now he's bumbling and stupid, but then suddenly when there's actually something serious that needs to be done, he can just fucking hotwire a segue with a paperclip, you know?
Yeah, I just...
I would have liked to have like, seen... I think I would have liked to have seen, like, him have more of a... Maybe have him a bit bumbling, but show him as, like, he is actually smart. He is actually, like, quite smart, like, in a practical sense, in general, and not just have it, like, oh, we need him to just be, like, super good at this thing now, so he just is.
Yeah.
Because then it's more interesting.
I don't know. It's... I just wish... This is so stupid. I just wish it was funnier. Because yeah. I just... It seems like for a Sandler... Again, it's like, you know, how... I mean...
Sandler adjacent, we can call it.
Yeah, Sandler adjacent film. Like, it just seemed to be lacking a... Like, a silliness. But like... Well, it was silly. It was... You know, it has the kind of childish jokes, but it was kind of missing the like, all the other stuff. Like, there wasn't very many visual gags. Like, I remember there being a lot more visual gags in the first one as well. Like, they're really using the advantage of him being, like, a bit bumbly, you know, like, he does a slide and he doesn't make it, so he's got to, like, edge him.
No, you knew what you were going to say. No, you knew what you were going to say. What are you going to say? Finish that sentence.
So he fucks up the slide, so then he just starts edging himself. The villain's like, insane. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Somebody shoot him.
Shoot him or just make him finish. I'm sick.
This is inhuman. He's been going for so long. No.
But you know what
I mean? What you mean. He doesn't finish the slides. He's got to push him. Yeah, bumps himself along.
Yeah.
Which, again, they do like a kind of...
They do it once.
You know, they do the thing again in this where they're like, oh, he does it, but he has to go the other way this time instead.
Yeah. But it's just like, I remember there being a lot more of that. I get what
you mean.
And I don't know, it just feels like there wasn't...
It's more kind of like, I had a really good example of it when you were talking about that.
You
stuff,
had one, and then I started talking about edging.
I could start talking about that, and it wiped it from my mind. Well, because it is like you said, Sandler movies kind of have a bit more of like a, There's like a kind of a charm and like a theme to it and all this kind of stuff. Whereas this is just very, it is kind of a bit just sort of childish. And that's what I was going to say. It just relies on like secondhand embarrassment pretty much as a sole form of comedy. And that's it. But in different forms. So it's either either the embarrassment from his daughter or his dad being, her dad being too controlling, or it's, you know, he's so bad and bumbling around other people and it isn't that embarrassing. Whereas, you know, it's like pretty different from an Adam Sandler actual kind of film where there's just a lot more sort of varied crazy stuff or the witty thing and whatever.
Yeah.
And,
it just felt a bit insincere. I don't know, like, it felt a bit plastic. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's just a sequel that was pumped out for, you know...
Yeah, exactly. But look, bad film, good.
Yeah, I think we can go with bad film mid. I feel like bad film mid cop.
Bad film mid cop. Yeah, because it's not bad. Definitely not bad. Like
it's on formula.
Pretty harsh.
Yeah,
like, I think it's the ratings are pretty harsh, but it's just like
Yeah.
It's definitely
It's mid. Just, it's one of those films where you just turn yourself off and watch it and you're like, yeah, there's, I right. get it. That's the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, couple of bits. Like I said, at the end where he, it's like the end bit where he's got the fucking, was it the light skin stare or whatever he's doing the face and walking over and it's like, that was kind of funny. And then he has like a thing where he smacks the butt of the horse and the horse kicks him and he goes,
then he dies.
Definitely dies. 100%.
Yeah.
100% he fucking died. There's no
way. That's how it ends. There's no sequel because he's dead.
Considering there's no sequel, he's probably dead. But that just kind of then ruined it because I was like, oh, well, that's just, well, I don't know, could have ended it there with a little note on it or something. Like, you didn't, I don't know, just being like, oh, then he kicks, the car and it's like, oh, gotcha. I was like, eh. Oh, and he fucking, oh, God, there's the bit where he, like, they defeat the bad guys. It's the thing, again, it's like they defeat the bad guys in just such a silly, like, crap way where there's no amount of, like, it's all just, it's not even a funny kind of cascade of comedic kind of visual slapstick comedy. Pardon me, I had to get that out. It's
you couldn't edge any longer.
No, stop. No, no, no. We're not going back to that. We're not going back to that. We're moving on from that now. but it's not like it's that. It's just like the bad guy earlier said, I am allergic to oatmeal. Keep that away from me at all costs. And then the girl at the end is like, oh, well, I've got some oatmeal paste.
It was like,
so I'm putting it on his face, and he's like, ah, oh, my face. And then Paul Blart's like, over. And then the fucking bit that just pissed me off.
You as an audience member, you're just like, why did she have oatmeal paste?
Honestly, and then the fucking bit where he's like, always bet on Blart. And I was like, what? Shut the fuck up. Please, just shut up. And then the hotel manager lady, that whole fucking gag where she's just like helplessly in love with him for no reason.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, that was
It's
shit,
just stupid. Yeah.
But yeah, so, I yeah, mean, yeah, that's that. Bad film mid. But look, that's about everything that we've got for this week. Next week,
pretty much,
we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to be watching the new Super Mario Bros. Movie.
And, hey, let's go! I'm from Brooklyn.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, Chris Pratt. I'm homophobic. I have no ties to a church, but I'm definitely religious. Hey,
I'm cheated on my wife, allegedly.
I had the controversy about my child that I clearly wasn't okay about.
Yeah. Oh, man. Damn.
I definitely separate him, the artist, from the art when it comes to like Guardians of the Galaxy. Rice is very like about it, but I'm just like, okay, but I love Guardians of the Galaxy, so I just need to like see him as Star-Lord and not anyone else, even if Star-Lord's also a bit of a dick.
Well cast. obviously it's probably not going to be bad film, but obviously the reaction to Chris Pratt being Mario and just not doing a Mario voice is enough to warrant it being on this podcast. And who knows? Like, it's a video game film, so by the track record, it should be terrible. So we'll see. But yeah,
we'll see. I mean, if Nintendo are signing off on it, like, it must, considering how rigid and fucking immovable fucking object Nintendo are.
But okay.
If it's bad, then that's insane. If it's good, then you're like, okay, sure. But also, they still put Chris Pratt in there, so. Day as Luigi sounds great.
The rest of the cast is impeccable. It's so good apart from Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, you say, look, if Nintendo signed off, sure, but the last film they signed off of was the Super Mario Bros. So.
And you know what an absolute gem they got with that. So I've got high hopes. I want them to have a cameo. Sorry, but that if that doesn't happen, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah,
you get they fucking, already what's did his the name? Fucking
they already did the rap, didn't they?
Yeah, I just want them to yeah to just appear and he's like Mario. What are we doing? This isn't Brooklyn.
This is not our universe, Mario.
Oh no, we've fallen into another universe again.
But yeah, if you want to keep up to date, we're on Instagram and TikTok at BaffinGood, all one word.
Yes.
You can send us an email if you've got some suggestions or your own real life dumb shit.
We do have a suggestion that we will do at some point.
Yeah.
Which I'm racking my brain. I can't bloody remember what it was. It was Thunderbirds. Yeah, we're going to do Thunderbirds at some point.
At some point. We just got to... We can
get access to it without having to pay out our ass.
Yeah, because we're not made of money. Jeez.
No. Well, I am, like, actually physically made of money, but don't tell
but
me.
But we tried it once where we rented Catwoman, but I physically had to take a £10 note out of Deeks. And I think that was his left pinky finger, so...
I'm glad that you went there it was not anywhere else.
It was his left bollock.
There we go. That's more like it.
No, I left that intact. That would be the last thing that I take from you. It's the most important. I need that.
I don't know where this has gone. This is kind of weird.
If you want to help us out, give us a 5-star review. That'd be really nice. Tell us how many Luigis are in your DeMille
house?
Bay. Yeah.
I don't know. You just had no idea where you were going.
No, absolutely.
Give us a rating out of 5 Luigi's.
Thanks, because it's because you usually do the funny bit, and I just don't.
Yeah, so, you just need.
I
to
tried
get those
my hand
muscles.
And failed miserably.
Yeah, you just need to flex those podcast review muscles.
But as always, we're. Leave you with some AI wars. That's right, baby.
Ah, yes.
Deegs backs Inspirobot to create a funny meme. I say, fuck Inspirobot. I've cut ties with that shit. I'm all about image flip. It's currently 1-0 Inspirobot, but I'm confident this week that I've got a banger.
And it's completely subjective as well, which is funny. We could have a standoff and be like, well, mine was funnier.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, what have you got?
So I've got a lovely kind of silhouetted shot of a person holding a camera, kind of profile on. You know, they've got their DSLR. They've got a fucking it's going to be either a tripod or maybe like just one of those like small kind of like gimbal kind of grips so that they can get that smooth kind of shot. But you've just got like a side on silhouette of that against this kind of lovely kind of setting sun kind of sky in the background. You know, it's like a pink that gradually turns to blue. You've got kind of a single little star that's probably actually a planet or something in the sky there. And it just says in that kind of pinky kind of color, but on the contrast of the blue, it just says at the top, belittle people.
With your camera.
Yeah.
Film yourself. It's a TikTok trend.
Yeah. It's a TikTok trend where you just belittle people. I mean, they've done worse, so. Honestly.
That's all right.
Oh, dear.
But I'm here to even the score because I've
got. Okay.
I've got the hotline bling meme.
The
no thank back you, again. Yes please is back again. It's but look, it's the when you click on image flip and you're on the random meme page, the hotline bling is the first one that pops up because it's the first one that you can randomly generate from. And 9 times out of 10, it's just a banger. I clicked on image flip, popped up, didn't even have to do anything. That's how easy it was. And yeah, so it's Hotline Bling. No thank you is when you see your boyfriend, ew, yes please, hitting your mum. Yes please.
Yes please. With a hitting your mum in brackets with a milk van.
Yeah. It's just the way, I think the pictures make it as well. It's the way Drake's like, oh yeah, I'll hate your mum.
See, now we're at the point where I'm like,
mine was
mine's
funny.
Better.
No.
Like, do we just draw? There's no rules on this.
Nah, mine was better.
I'm pretty sure mine was better, to all be
right.
honest.
All right, we'll do a standoff, all right?
We'll do a coin flip?
No, we'll do... click. You press shuffle on yours once, and I'll press shuffle on mine once.
Oh, shit, I've got to reopen it, because I've just opened the image in a separate tab. I just feel like this for us is going to be more entertaining than it will be for anybody actually just listening.
No one gives a shit apart from
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, okay, you go with yours first.
Wait, am I shuffling the same meme, or do I just click a random meme?
Just do random.
Okay. Right. It's, fuck. This could make or break me. It's hard to swallow pills. And it's not funny memes.
Wait, what? As in, is that the whole quote? Like, it's not funny memes?
Yeah. It's just hard to swallow pollen. hard to swallow pills. And then it just says, it's not funny memes.
Oh, I mean, mine is just a moon on like a kind of, I think you've got like the faint layer of ozone at the bottom of the screen, and then you've kind of out into space and you've got the moon kind of in big, and it just says, ideas make people fool around with what nobody has ever fooled around with.
What? Wait, say that again?
No, that's all you get. Okay. You get it once. All right. You don't get it again.
Look, I think I win by default.
yours wasn't funny, but it was funnier.
Yeah, it's the sweetest type of victory, a win by
winning
default.
Winning by default.
Hell yeah, yeah baby. I'll clinch to that.
I hope that was as entertaining for people listening
it wasn't for anyone. No, just for us.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening, and watch what was it? Oh yeah, Super Mario Bros. Movie, the new one.
Super Mario Brothers.
It's me, Luigi. No, it's me, no. Mario.
I can't even get that. look, it's a me, Mario Pratt, bit of a twat.
Hey.